East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Emergency teams will this morning continue the search for one of the men who was swept away during heavy rains in Amanzimtoti, south of Durban. The bodies of two men were recovered yesterday. It's after the car they were travelling in was washed away near Long Acres Drive on Sunday night. Severe thunderstorms caused widespread damage across parts of KZN, leaving a trail of destruction in areas of the Ugu district and Eteguini. KZN Cocta says the vehicles was carrying five people when it was swept away by floodwaters on low-lying bridges and was washed away into a nearby river. The department says two of them managed to escape, and search and rescue teams spent the day looking for the remaining three. The two victims, aged 25 and 40, were recovered from the river. Gareth Jameson, who's with ALS Paramedics, was on the scene and explains how the search unfolded.
CPS headed the rescue operation. Rescuers into the water with a search and rescue police dog from Pietermaritzburg, and the policeman walked upstream first to where, from where the vehicle was found to where the incident had occurred at the low-level bridge, and obviously checking the reeds in the water to see for any bodies that they could locate. And they walked all the way down the river. They made a breakthrough with the first body that was found quite some distance downstream. A short while later, the second body was found a little bit further down the river.
One suspect has been arrested in Limpopo for a deadly mass shooting in Pretoria. Earlier this month, gunmen stormed into a hostel in Salisbury, killing 12 people and injuring 13 others. Police who arrested the suspect yesterday say they recovered unlicensed firearms believed to have been used in multiple murders. Gauteng SAPS spokesperson Brenda Moradili says the suspect is expected to appear before the Polokwane Magistrate Court.
Thereafter, he will be transferred to Gauteng to face the 12 counts of murder and 13 counts of attempted murder. The search for the two other suspects continues.
And South Africa is off to a winning start at the Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. They opened up their campaign with a bang, beating Angola 2-1 in their Group B match in Marrakesh last night. Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce believes their performance could have been better.
I wasn't pleased with the game we played in the first half. Just the moment we led 1-0, then we fell asleep. We let Angola coming back in the game. So we put something right during halftime, and then you see the second half. We make more pressure, there is more movement in the team. And yeah, we have chances, and this is what I want.
On the weather front back home, Western KZN is under a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms today. The storms are accompanied by heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail, and may result in localized flooding and damage to infrastructure and settlements. We've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban and Kokstad, Ladysmith, Richards Bay and Ulundi 32, Pietermaritzburg, Newcastle and Mooiriver 31, Margate 30 and 28 for the Berg. Morning swells are reaching 2 metres at the Durban beach, with sunset at 3 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.